The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch. Greater St. Louis Inc. promised a one-to-one match of any funds given to downtown with the city's last RAM settlement bill. Does that offer still stand?
I asked new CEO Ron Kitchens, who says yes and even offered more.
We're committed. I don't want to say one-to-one because it might be three-to-one.
However, he was asked to clarify if this was investment in terms of matching dollars given to these newly established funds philanthropically or through expected investment brought to an improving downtown.
Both. So you're going to see philanthropic dollars on particular projects, as well as, and particularly those that there's no market ability to do, where you have to step in, use philanthropic dollars, that to then magnify the investment by the private sector.
Previously, Greater St. Louis Inc. offered a two-to-one match if over $100 million was committed to downtown, with a one-to-one match to any funds below $100 million. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
In DeSoto, Illinois, an 8-year-old boy who ran to his mother's defense when she was being beaten by her boyfriend has now died. 36-year-old Marcus Moultrie charged initially last week the two counts of attempted homicide. Those charges are expected to be amended. Jackson County, Illinois sheriff's deputies were called to a domestic disturbance where they found the 8-year-old and his mother both suffering from injuries inflicted with a baseball bat. The mother, who was Moultrie's former girlfriend, is still in the hospital. A 2-day police crackdown wrapped up in the Metro East.
23 arrests, 11 firearms recovered, and dozens of charges filed. The operation focused on East St. Louis and surrounding St. Clair and Madison County areas. Troopers reported two notable arrests in Cahokia Heights, one after pursuing a man seen clutching his waistline near Bond Avenue, who was found with a stolen loaded handgun. The other with a traffic stop near 42nd and Brady turned up a loaded gun and suspected illegal marijuana. Officers from multiple ISP units, plus the FBI and a regional task force assistant. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A Missouri congressman pushing a new plan to overhaul the nation's tornado warning systems.
Democrat Wesley Bell's Tornado Preparedness Act comes 1 year after the deadly May 16th tornado caused roughly $1.5 billion in damage to St. Louis, where city sirens failed to sound. In a release, Bell says, quote, "Not only do we need to continue to support these communities and expedite federal funds, but we must learn from the failures exposed during the storms. We must ensure that every level of government has the most advanced technologies, warning systems, and emergency coordination capabilities in place to warn residents in advance before severe weather strikes," close quote. The sirens failed to go off because those responsible were at a workshop on climate change. Bell says his bill would force federal agencies to upgrade their radar technology by using artificial intelligence. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Another public hearing on data center regulation taking place tonight in St. Louis. It comes as a massive data center project in Midtown moves forward at the former Famous Bar warehouse next to the Armory. City leaders want to restrict where the centers can be built and what requirements they'll have to meet. That hearing starts at 5:30 at City Hall. Today's meeting in Franklin County expected to center around data centers, the two proposed facilities in the county, drawing opposition from residents who are worried about the 16-building data center's impact on the town's power and water. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. at East Central College. It comes after county lawmakers were split on a vote on the issue held last month. From the KMOX business desk, nearly 2,400 homes under construction along Highway N in St. Charles County. It's the reason O'Fallon city leaders denied McBride Homes permission to build 276 more. McBride sued, so late last week, the O'Fallon City Council reversed its decision and Caballo Farms is a go. Another concern of council members who originally voted against the project were the lot sizes. In order to squeeze in that many homes, McBride wants to skirt the rule of 80-foot wide lots, with some lots half that size.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.